Right, this is the Cool Shit Podcast. Each week we round up the latest cool shit, helping us think different and keep inspired. What makes it in, what gets left out, and what gets challenged. Is it cool, is it shit?
Or does it cross the magic threshold and come bona fide, certified cool shit?
Welcome to the editors meeting.
Welcome to the Cool Shit Podcast, episode 34, a new year. My name is Gareth Carter. There's some lovely looking faces around this table. And of course, James. Whoa. James, that laugh was a little bit aggressive.
It's new year. I'm not putting up with your shit anymore.
Oh my God. Wow. He's acting out.
Oh my God. Anyway, look, it's not about you yet. It will be in a moment. Calm your beans. Kyra.
Hi.
It's very exciting to have you on because you will be working from the Dominican Republic for the next 6 months. Is that correct, Amondo?
Working very, very hard on the beach.
Very hard at hardly working, right? So this is the last time we're going to have you in person for a while.
It is.
Yeah?
I thought the last episode was my last one, but...
Well, we had you for the last week, so we thought, like, come on, man. Yeah, come join the party.
Thank you for having me.
Someone I feel like it's not going to be their final episode.
Never, ever.
Gina, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
How's your new year?
New year, same me.
Okay, good. Glad some things don't change. And something else that's never change. The grumpy little man in the corner. How are you? The little chef, a.k.a. the chief editor of the Cool Shit newsletter.
I'm ready for a fight is how I am.
You're supposed to come back, like, from a break or sort of like chirpy and kind.
Not chirpy. Who said kind?
Well, like, usually you sort of like reassess how you're approaching the year, and usually there's a calmer value which you hope brings a kinder outlook.
No, my New Year's resolution was to be less kind.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. Well, you weren't particularly kind last year, let's be honest.
And but you can always aim
lower.
Don't
get your way now. Okay, so. This year, it's 2023. Have you kept an eye on what's been happening at the start of the year? How about that?
Of course I have, Gareth.
Okay, good. How are you feeling about the stories this week? It's the first of the year. Hopefully they're strong, right?
Yeah, I think they're kind of interesting. Because there's a bit of a theme this week, at least with mine, because the CES conference 2023... which stands for something, I'm sure, happened this week, which is basically a sort of conference of technology. So we've got a load of robotic shit this week.
I thought you were going to say CEX, like the computer exchange. Like,
oh, well, with the sweaty bearded men drinking Monster Energy, yeah.
I mean, it's probably the same sort of person that attends one of those, no?
No, I feel like these are kind of more like crypto bros and flip-flops and stuff. A load of like Elon Musk wannabes.
Okay, fair enough. Let's hear the first story then.
Okay, so... I assume we're all familiar with like the concept of smell-o-vision. Like, it's kind of been a kind of sci-fi trope, I feel. But almost a bit of a joke one for quite a while.
Almost what your kind of like nan or your mum says. Like, oh, you wait till they get smell-o-vision.
Exactly. And it turns out that your nan or mum was incredibly prophetic because it's here. And it was unveiled at the CES conference. We should probably look up what that stands for. So... developer AromaJoin showed off its digital scent technology, Aroma Shooter, which basically allows you to smell whatever's on your computer screen.
So, smell-o-vision always makes you think of television, but it's not. It's scented gaming, for want of a better way of thinking about it, right?
Yeah, sure. This example is specifically gaming, but like
I imagine you could do it for
a film or something like you know how I guess sound design for film developed and became more like immersive. If you wanted to make it a more immersive experience, and actually I suppose it would be relevant for like VR headsets, then maybe adding an extra sensory element to it would make it feel more like you're there rather than you're wearing a headset.
And I'm imagining like at home when you have those sort of like scented canisters that push a button and a scent comes out, that's what we're kind of looking at here, isn't it? So it's like, it recreates the smell. It's got, I think it's 100 different smells it's got on it.
Yeah.
And it recreates those smells when you encounter something in a game, right?
Pretty much, yeah. So if you're playing Skyrim and you're wandering through the woodlands, you could smell trees if you wanted.
Yeah, but if you're playing like Call of Duty, you'll smell like dead bodies.
But this is this is the question though, because I'm not sure. I'd be pretty happy to lose my sense of smell anyway. Like, I'm not sure.
Oh, is that your least favourite
scent? Shut the front door. Smells great.
Smell and like it affects your taste as well, so you need them together.
Okay, if that wasn't the case, then I wouldn't be too bothered about not being able to smell.
I love smell.
Does it not
remind you like of like a person or a time? Sometimes you smell something.
Do you really think he gets nostalgic and emotional? Going?
No,
I don't think he does.
Yeah.
Why did you go quiet then?
Because you literally made a promise that you're going to be evil this year.
That's an emotion. I'm the most emotional person at this table, for sure.
Really? It's just all bottled up inside and you never show it?
Okay, exactly.
Fine. Kyra, Smell-O-Vision, what are you thinking?
I think it's cool. I feel like there's a bunch of films there's things in the films that I would have loved to be able to smell. For example, has everyone seen Ratatouille?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know the bit where he smells it and he has a flashback and he gets sent back to his childhood? Like, imagine if you could smell that while you're watching the film. I feel like that'd be pretty cool.
But you wouldn't get sent back to your childhood.
No, but I would at least be able to see what he's smelling.
Kind of understand. Yeah, I guess it's similar to like 5D films, you know, where they like spray water on you and things. Is it 5D?
Yeah, it's
when
like
that spray water on you and stuff like that, it's kind of similar in that sense, or you feel air rushing at you. It's just like another element to immerse yourself in something. But I could live without it.
You could live without
you
haven't tried it, so like perhaps you try it, it might be like, I'm never watching a film without my smell-o-vision on again.
I mean, maybe, but I feel like I'd want to try it once for the sake of trying it, but it's not something that I feel like I'm missing out on.
So I feel like it feels a bit dodgy to me. The fact that it's like gaming, I feel like there's a lot of those blokes who work at CEX who are thinking, what do anime girls smell like?
I mean, that did cross my mind, the type of audience that this is aimed at as well.
But so. Well, there was that video with it, and it was a little bit like, it was filled with anime girls, like as an example of the sort of thing you'd smell. Which, that was a little bit wrong, wasn't it?
They can finally smell women. Because they probably might not be able to anyway, so.
Yeah, well, look, what I was interested in about this is it's retailing currently. So, like, the unit that you get is basically it's $1,000. And then the cartridge is $54, which lasts for 6 months. I found that interesting because usually when you get new technologies, the price is quite high and then it comes down to something that's affordable. Not saying that's like a completely affordable price, but it's already around that affordability mark, which makes me think this is a load of crap.
Yeah, I thought that. I thought it's actually quite reasonable for something that's kind
but
of
But that's wrong. Like, usually you'd expect it to be like quite expensive.
Can you...
So is that like... Because you, you know, you do this sometimes, or not you specifically, but like, for example, like, if something's too cheap, it puts you off. Like, you don't want the cheapest bottle of wine because you think it must be nasty. Like, maybe they've just thought that the only way to kind of get this going is to popularise it immediately and to get it to the masses. Maybe they're going to get the attention first and jack the prices up. Maybe you want to be an early adopter of Smell-O-Vision.
Yeah, right. What's the actual name of it? It can't be Smell-O-Vision.
It's
Aroma Shooter.
Which creeps me out as well. Shooter.
Aroma Shooter.
What's wrong with that?
I don't like the name.
But it's literally
shooter.
An aroma. It shoots aroma. It's pretty fucking literal.
But it could be called something else. Aroma Vision. I don't know.
Aroma Squirter?
Yeah, Aroma Squirt.
Who's it made by, James?
Japanese developer called Aroma Join. So clearly this is what they do. It's not like it's some bit, from what I can tell, it's not like it's some big tech company and this is a bit of a gimmicky thing. They're putting all of their eggs in this smelly little basket.
I've got a question.
Go on.
So if you can buy it for yourself, can you add smell to your own videos?
You're out in Dominican Republic, you make a video, you capture somehow the smells, and those smells can be recreated like at home when you're watching a YouTube video. Mm. That's the way to popularise something like that.
You could almost like suggest it as well. Like, you know, you get well, maybe I'm the only one here who knows this, but if you go to a nice restaurant and you get like a wine pairing suggested with a meal, perhaps the filmmakers could suggest, okay, now put your fish cartridge in. Don't know what I thought of fish.
Jake just trying to sound all smart and like, you know, debonair. So Jake, you want to get this for the fish cartridges, right?
Yeah, yes, that's exactly what I want.
All right, cool. What's the next story from the Robo Conference?
Right. So this one kind of isn't actually from the Robo Conference, but it's attached itself to it as a bit of a kind of marketing ploy. And I should preface this by saying I'm not sure this is very cool, but I specifically chose this, Gareth, because I know you've got a loyalty card at the Spearmint Rhino. So the world's biggest strip club has enlisted the help of the biggest security guard ever seen, and it's being described as a Terminator. So basically, the security guards get in a 15-foot-tall robotic suit to scare off people who want to pinch buttons and that.
Oh, God. Sorry.
What? Okay, Kyrie, go on.
I think that's the most ridiculous idea. Bouncers already, more often than not, are dickheads with a power complex. You're going to give them a suit. I would be so scared. Like, if that was to come to the UK, I would be worried for my friends in like club lines. I feel like that's just not something.
But this
that
is like strip club bouncers. I feel like from what I've been told, they kind of need to be a bit dickheadish, because otherwise
they're there to protect.
Isn't just like nightclub bouncers who
only strip club.
This is one specific strip club. Yeah.
Oh, okay, fine. Also,
now I'm on board. He had it coming.
I just feel like it's unnecessary. Bouncers are already big and scary. They don't need to be robots.
Gina,
I'm reading the article a little bit more, and it's saying how it's, you know, it's a big like technological thing, but it's also art, like an art piece. So they're proud of it for that reason.
It's a load of bollocks. Sorry, I'm just going to jump in there. I've read the story. I've watched it. It's like this huge machine, which is like you see it operate in the desert, picking up cars and stuff.
Yeah.
There is no way it can operate inside a nightclub. And then I dig into the story a little bit more. It's just sat outside. No, it's not even operational.
It's just
a PR stunt that's not even that clever.
I think it's ridiculous. But then it is interesting to see how like robot stuff is becoming popular. I can't think of any other examples now. I've just said that.
Self-checkouts.
There you go.
Oh my God,
that's not the same thing.
Self-checkouts has been around for nigh on 15 plus years. This story is awful. It's not telling me about the future of what robotics can do.
Your examples are awful.
Both Kyra and Gina's. Sorry, listeners.
But it's not real though. This is the point. It's kind of is a marketing ploy to attract people who are at the nerds who are at the CES conference.
Have you seen
to get them to
not watched the video. Piece of equipment is like some form of like, I don't know, futuristic army style equipment made for sort of like big open spaces. Like there's an example in the desert of it picking up a car or whatever. Like there is no way this is interesting to a robo conference because it's not being used for what it should be used for. Hence what? It's a publicity stunt by white guys that own like the biggest strip club. Going, I got an idea. It's fucking bullshit. Because I watched it and they're in the video and it's got an awful intro from the girls at the club. Watch the fucking video. It's your story. You brought it. 2023 and your game is not on. Kyra.
Yes.
Your final for a while. What have you got an interesting story to bring to the Cool Shit podcast for the editorial meeting this week?
Do you know, I think this one is actually interesting. So it's Skin, the condom brand. And they have released...
I didn't even know there was another condom brand apart from Durex.
What about,
anyway,
what about
you
children?
Youngsters, you can tell me.
You've also got three children, so...
Probably why, right? Go on.
So they've released a very explicit ad campaign encouraging people to indulge in uncensored pleasure.
It's wild.
Do you want to, show them? So
it is extremely explicit.
So James is playing a video here. Is this real people, right?
So
I'm taking
real
it.
Real people, it shows like couples, gay, straight, whatever. Literally.
Well, they're actors. This an
I think, I don't know if they're actors or not.
But they're literally banging and it senses, so it blurs out the actual.
Just for the Gen Z kids out there, Kyra doesn't mean they're literally banging as they look really cool. She means they're literally banging as in banging each other.
Like shagging.
Yeah. And it blurs out, they're obviously like bits and bobs, but then it's replaces it. It replaces the blur with the like product that they're using. So if they're using a vibrator while they're having sex, it shows what they're using. So it's like super, super explicit, and it's filmed in a way that looks like it's like home shot, like it's a
sex tape. It looks like UGC shooting, like it's done on a phone or something like that, right?
I think James is smiling a bit too much.
I feel incredibly uncomfortable.
But I think it's cool because for brands like this, I feel like censorship and all of this is like usually quite difficult for them, and it's like restrains the brand and they're kind of using it to their advantage by like putting the product on top of it. It's kind of smart, no?
Finally, a story that actually has got some relevance. Let's talk about it. James nearly lost the laptop. Is that exciting?
Sorry, I've got so lightheaded.
Let's discuss that, because like my first take on that is like am I? Is that offering any interest as a consumer? Is that making me think anything interesting apart from the fact, like, whoa, it's got like real sex in it, right? Mm. So the point is that, like, I'm taking it that skin makes you feel that you're closer, right? Is that the idea of the brand? It's like a thinner condom, right?
Yeah. That's the point.
And is that what that video is trying to...
Well, they're moaning about... The point of the video, they're moaning about kind of censorship getting in the way of, like...
So on TikTok, I know that you can't, like, talk about sex toys, etc. We work with Durex and we've got, like, you know, we've always got to, like, work around that. Is that what they mean by censorship? Well, they're talking about censorship on what?
This is... Because the censorship that they're talking about here, because they're literally just... blurring cock and balls. Like, are those meant to be on daytime television? I feel like, as far as censorship goes, that's one of the ones I'm kind of okay with. I don't want to see your bits.
But I think the cool thing about it is that they're like leveraging and using it to like place their product. So I don't know, so it's like a kind of cool.
But, right, okay, but here's my point. Censorship from what? There are films where, you know, like there's a famous French film, fucking name escapes me, but where it has real sex in it. Mm. Baiser Noir, I believe it's called. You can see most things on TV. The only things I could think of is like free the fucking nipple on Instagram. Mm. What censorship against what? The TikTok example I've given.
I think it's like because it's an advert. You're not going to see adverts like this, are you? That's what it is.
So you don't see... You don't
see explicit adverts. And I feel like they're trying to break taboos about like how sex is like perceived maybe in advertising or how... Like
what,
said,
so we want to... Do you want to watch sex in advertising?
I'm trying to be won round by this because I do think that there is probably... although, I mean, admittedly, like, the people in that did look very real, I guess, but they all were, like...
They're gorgeous.
But they're all very good-looking people, right?
That's why I don't like it.
Yeah, no, exactly. There's an important point that it can make about, I don't know, just, like, real people sex, right?
Yeah.
And that's what that kind of gives you the vibe, although it's clearly, like James says, they're employed.
Yeah.
Or they were cast,
well, yeah, obviously. But also, I think it's cool that it shows, like gay sex and straight sex and, like, just lots of different sex.
I agree.
Like, I get that it's a bit much, but like it's something that's like stuck out to
me. I'm clutching my pearls and I'm appalled by this.
For God's sake.
And all I can say is thank God we don't have smell-o-vision yet.
All right then, go on, James. What do you think before we move on? Any thoughts? Should we save it to the end?
Didn't I just say what I thought?
Yeah, fair enough.
But what, you don't like it, Gareth?
I'm trying to, like, it's not that I don't like it, I'm trying to find the reason for it.
So oh, it is French.
If I'm a consumer, I'm trying to, I want to know what benefit that has over its competitor Durex from me watching it that makes me think, oh, right, this is the brand that I'm going to go out and buy.
But, like, the kind of ads that you'd see on Durex, they're a lot more, like, PG.
But it seems a bit kind of insincere, because the idea of that sort of non-censorship, this is what real sex looks like. And then back to your point, but it's like a porn set. It's like all gorgeous people. Like, it feels a little kind of thinly veiled to me, appropriately.
Well, that's the whole point of the brand.
Yeah, exactly.
It's pretty thinly veiled. Cool. Gina.
Hey.
How you going?
Well, good.
What's the story?
Did you know that it's a real life statistic that people who don't take holidays regularly die sooner than people that do take holidays regularly?
Well, I think Cara's going to live forever.
I think she will. The holiday queen.
I can believe that.
I feel like every time I go on holiday, it takes a couple of years off my life.
Yeah, because the nature of your holidays are very different to most people's normal relaxing holidays, right? It's like, also, you miss flights. So it's stressful. So British Airways have done a whole kind of advertising campaign on that fact, kind of encouraging people to go on holiday. And they worked with Uncommon, who are like a big advertising creative agency. And it's the series. It's like an ongoing series of ads/the campaign called Take Your Holiday Seriously, all about why it's really positive to take holiday.
So it's an ad, is it? Is it like
a TV? It's TV.
Yeah, I've seen it on TV quite a few times, and it's just this woman basically telling off the British public for not taking their holiday and how they shouldn't be answering, you know, work calls or emails whilst they're on holiday.
And sorry, who's it for exactly?
Should we get it? Should we watch it quickly for your benefit, Gareth?
Talk to me like a granddad.
Your better. Yeah.
Shall I press play?
Look at the
screen. You get videos now. You get videos on computers, Gareth.
It's somebody who wants to say happy birthday to you.
I'm livid. Almost half of us Brits have worked on holiday. When science says not taking time off could literally kill us sooner. Take your holiday as seriously as British Airways holidays take your holiday. Their 24-hour helpline, carefully chosen hotels and generous baggage allowance help you stay much less dead for much, much longer. Excuse me, office. No. No! I said no!
Okay, so hot take, 100. Brilliant. Love it. Yeah, yeah, of course I love it. Because I'll tell you why, because it's got a truth to it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this is again, like, this is not about, like, so your last one, it's not whether I like it or not, it's just like whether I can see if it's effective or not. Like, I recognise that straight away working when you're on holiday. But B, what I can see is that how that stands out. When you come into January, all you get is a barrage of travel ads which sort of wash over you because it's all too book a holiday to a certain destination and it's all trying the same thing. Well, whereas that is taking a different position. It doesn't feel like a typical British Airways ad, and it's got a message that sets it apart from other other brands out there. And I recognise that. I recognise the idea of like taking an email or a call when you're on holiday, right?
Yeah. And I take wellbeing very seriously. I've already booked 4 holidays for this year.
Is it?
So, it's all because of that advert. No, it's not really. But yeah, no, I think it's quite cool.
Kyra?
Yeah, I think it's relatable. Like you said, like everyone can relate to...
You've never worked on holiday.
Yeah, as if you've ever worked on a holiday. Yeah,
you don't work at work.
Shut up. No, like everyone's kind of like at least been on holiday and been like a bit like worried about work or like thinking like, oh, should I like check my emails? Maybe not me, but like you guys.
Yeah, I assume.
And yeah, I saw that on TV and it kind of like stuck in my head as well. So I think, yeah, good job from Britain.
James, what do you reckon?
I feel like I like the basic idea of it, but
I like the execution. The
bit that I think is a little bit untidy is the actual message behind it. It seems a bit loose, the take your holiday as seriously as British Airways, holiday. Didn't... And then it's like, we will check your bags in. I thought the actual selling point and the thing that connects it back to BA, rather than it just saying take your holiday seriously, was actually fairly tenuous and quite weak. So I think it works well as like, I guess a brand piece, a brand awareness piece. It's got a bit of, not that they need brand awareness, but you know what I mean? It's got a bit of humour to it. But I didn't actually think the kind of flow of that was perfect. The link between kind of the relatable issue and how BA in particular solve it, I thought was untidy. So it's more just an advert for holidays rather than it is for BA. Yeah. But they're so well known. It's kind of that thing like if you advertise Cola, you're advertising for Coke, because BAs, particularly in Britain, BA and holidays are almost kind of synonymous for a lot of people.
Yeah, to be fair, I think you make a really good point, because I think if at the end of that advert, I think any travel badge could have gone on the end of it.
Exactly.
And you would have believed it. What I really like about it is like the point of like if you take your holiday seriously, you relax more. To your point, there's some stats behind it. I don't think it's that weak a link between like BA's take like your holiday seriously, because as you know, and as you've already pointed out, like around this table, it is quite fucking stressful, like booking a holiday, trying to like get that slot, trying to get to the airport, all of those things. So
I'm just not sure BA actually do anything that different.
No, apart from they go on strike, so they shouldn't be even making that.
This is kind of
your unions out, BA. You don't take it seriously at all.
This is kind of what I'm saying, because I feel like they've sort of played upon that relatable aspect of a holiday and then slightly used it for their own benefit in a way that they're not necessarily entitled to. So I think it's a little bit sneaky.
Okay, right, cool. Well, listen, interesting stories. I'm sitting on the fence now, like after a discussion, like the skin one, I'm kind of still on the fence. Don't want to sit on that fence. And the BA one, I think like James like made a good point there as well, but I did kind of enjoy it. What are you thinking, Chief Editor? Little Chief.
I'm not sure.
Cute little Chief.
I'm not sure.
Anything else?
Tiny little Chief.
Oh, stop it, you. I'm not sure I can in all conscience keep the strip club robot bouncing.
Yeah, it's rubbish. Yes.
Mainly because it's rubbish. I'm just very concerned about the safety of strippers. The skin one, like, what? Bear in mind that this might not be the right way to approach this. I've got to write the newsletter. I'm not sure I want to write about that. It's filthy smut. My mum reads this newsletter.
Keep it in. It's my last episode.
I don't give a shit. And the BA one. Well, I originally was going to put this in cool shit, and I kind of bounced in and out, which seems more to do with the skin one.
Why are you doing the bouncing? Anyway,
indeed. I'm also trying to feel like I've become awfully. I don't know. Who gives a shit? I'm hungry and I want to have lunch. I like the BA one, and the script was certainly well written, which as a copywriter I can appreciate. So that's in danger of making its way in. The skin one is not.
Aww, okay, good summary there. If people want to get the Cool Shit newsletter, where do they go?
zachagency.com/cool-sht.
Kyra, we wish you a wonderful trip.
Thank you.
Gina, we'll be seeing you again very soon.
Yeah, I hope so.
James, just be kind. Be nice.
Fuck off.
See you next week.